Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, the subject of Ben Roethlisberger's new contract obviously has been tossed around. And when you think about it, it you know, it really comes down to people basically have said it's either, you know, does he go and take the most money he can possibly take? Or does he basically go out and, you know, take a team-friendly deal or a friendlier deal and leave some money on the table so they can go out and sign other guys? Throughout his career, he has taken actually the he has taken less money, especially his last contract. He could have taken more money. He could have taken more money, but he decided not to, and, you know, decided to leave it on the table. And, you know, he's restructured his deal as well. One of the things that people don't realize, though, is they make it seem like these guys are doing something really spectacularly generous and special when they restructure their deal. Well, they're not giving up any money. In some respects, they're probably getting more money because of the way that it's deferred. All they're doing is basically freeing up cap room, maybe by deferring some of the money, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways they do it. So, that, you know, I get a kick when I hear this whole thing about, oh, well, look, you know, he's restructured his deal how many times? Yeah, but he's still getting all the money. He's not changing his deal. And so, you know, you look at where he's at right now. He's 12th on the list. 2018, Ben Roethlisberger was the 12th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, if you look at where he's at, and you look at what Aaron Rodgers is making, which is $33 million, you know, Ben could walk in and say, listen, I want Aaron Rodgers' money. I want 3 years, $100 million. And that's essentially Aaron Rodgers. I want 3 years, $100 million with $50 million guaranteed. Now, the Steelers could say, that we're not doing that. But the bottom line with these quarterbacks, it's why a guy like Matt Ryan has the deal he has. Kirk Cousins has the deal he has. Matthew Stafford has the deal he got. Teams need quarterbacks, period. So quarterbacks hold all the cards. The question is, when you're Ben Roethlisberger and you go in and you negotiate, I mean, I think part of what you're negotiating has to be, well, here's the thing. I'll take a little less money if you assure me you're going to spend it on somebody else. Because if not, if you're not going to go out and help, you know, go get some defensive help, go get me another receiver, do the things that you can do to make the team better. If you're not going to do all that, then I want Aaron Rodgers' money. And I want a three-year deal, and I want it for $100 million. And you know what? The Steelers would have to say, yep, that's what you get. Because I can't believe for one second there's anybody that really believes that Mason Rudolph is ready to be the starting quarterback. But that's why these quarterbacks have the deals they have. Teams have to pay them. But going back to the earlier thing I said, you look at Tom Brady. Here's the list of guys who made more money than Tom Brady last year. 2018, Tom Brady, who, by the way, just won the Super Bowl. Here are the list of guys right ahead of Tom Brady. Andy Dalton made more money than Tom Brady. Think about that. Andy Dalton made more money than Tom Brady did in 2018. Case Keenum, Blake Bortles, Ryan Tannehill made more money than Tom Brady did. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous if you think about it. Alex Smith, you look at this list. Matthew Stafford, who I happen to think is a stiff, but whatever. I mean, I understand why they sign him, and he does throw it reasonably well here and there. But he's a guy like Matt Ryan that just seems to be bad at the wrong times every single week. Whenever I watch the Lions, I almost like you can look at my watch. I can look at my watch and say, well, I don't have a watch now. We all have our clocks on our cell phone. I can look at my cell phone and set it. All right, I'm going to set the timer, but there's going to be a point in the middle of the third quarter where the Lions are either making a comeback or they're getting it, and he's going to throw an idiotic pass that's going to turn the game around. That's what you think about with Matt Stafford. Same thing with the other guy that is Matt Ryan. I mean, he's a great player, and that offense is great to watch until they need to be great. And when they need to be great, then they find ways to make mistakes. They find ways to melt down. And, of course, they will never, ever live down 28-3. In fact, if you walk around Atlanta, just say 28-3, every single person you pass knows exactly what you're talking about. And that was a ridiculous, ridiculous example of how you've got a 25-point lead. You're Matt Ryan. How do you lose that game? And one of the things I will say there, and one of the things I'll say that separates the Tom Brady's from the Matt Ryan's of the world, because if you watch Tom Brady play in the second half of the Super Bowl, once they got up 10 points, he was actually even before that, when they were up 3 points, or they got up 7 points, they got up 10-3, when they're up 3-0, he was more than content to hand the ball off and just continued to get up to the line of scrimmage and call plays based on what he was looking at the defense. But the reality is Matt Ryan couldn't help himself. But there's where a guy, even if you're a quarterback and you want to throw the ball and you want to be the hero, you're up 28-3 in a game, your work is done. You've already finished. He's up there, you know, snapping the ball with 15, 18 seconds left on the play clock. I mean, basically had to do every single thing wrong in order to lose that game, and they've managed to do it. But again, you look at where he's at, Matt Ryan is the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He makes $30 million a year. Matt Ryan. So, you know, Ben right now is at, let's see, he's basically at $22 million, 21.8, you know, so basically 22. He could easily go into the Steelers and say, give me a $10 million raise. I want $32 million. Well, you know, that's a lot of money, Ben. Yep, but you know what? Matt Ryan makes 30. I've got 2 Super Bowl rings. He has 0. I mean, you're going to, you know, I mean, I have this, that, and the other thing. What has he done? Kirk Cousins makes $28 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, who basically, what's his entire body of work? A few games. $27.5 million. Derek Carr makes $25 million. So, you know, this is where Ben and the Steelers are going to have to try and find common ground. But if Ben really wants to do something good for the Steelers, if he really wants to have a chance to win one more Super Bowl, he's got to be careful how much he asks for. And again, I think I've already established, I don't begrudge any of these guys their money, because the bottom line is, you know, Ben could go out next year and, you know, get sacked or, you know, whatever, have someone put a helmet into his knee and he's done. So go get it when you can, but you've got to be careful that you don't take so much and such a large percentage of the pie that they can't sign anybody else. And I think the greatest example of that is Joe Flacco. You know, when they won the Super Bowl, you know, it's funny, is right before the Super Bowl, right before that run with the Ravens, they were talking about moving on from Joe Flacco. Well, then, of course, he wins the Super Bowl, and he gets like a $120 million deal. And guess what? For 3 years, they couldn't pay anybody else. And that team really kind of fell apart. If you look now, they've sort of rebuilt themselves. They've got a lot of young guys. They've got a lot of cheap guys. But now that they've traded Joe Flacco, I'm sure they have a lot more money to throw around, and they're probably going to do it. That's why you hear them. They're in the mix trying to get Le'Veon Bell off the Steelers. So that's the balance that Ben has to find. He doesn't want to believe me. Everything that you know about Ben doesn't want to be the 12th paid quarterback. He wants to be in the top five, and frankly, it wouldn't shock me if he wants to be the highest paid guy. I do think, though, that he won't go full blown, you know, just complete money grab. I do think he will leave some money on the table that he could go and get, because I think he really does want to win another Super Bowl. And he knows that it's going to take, you know, he knows what it's going to take to do that, and that is they need help on defense. I'll tell you what, it's ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes, who won the MVP from Kansas City. Now, granted, he's on a rookie contract. We want to talk about the best bargain in the league. $4.1 million. To put that into perspective, Mike Glennon, who I don't even think started. He don't even start anymore, does he? Mike Glennon made $4 million last year. I'll tell you another bargain, but he's on a rookie contract. Deshaun Watson, $3.4 million. To put that into perspective, Drew Stanton, who was even on the roster, he was on the Browns, I think, but was even on the roster this year or whatever. Anyway, they had to pay him $3.2 million. I mean, you look at what some of these guys are making. It's absolutely incredible. Patrick Mahomes, $4.1 million. Just to give you some more perspective on that, the five guys right ahead of him in salary: Josh Rosen, Chase Daniel, A.J. McCarron, who's the backup, Josh Allen. I mean, it's absolutely amazing when you think about it. But to me, the number that blows me away the most is that Tom Brady is the 20th highest paid quarterback in the league. In fact, Matt Ryan makes twice as much as Tom Brady does. That's all you need to know. But again, I think Ben will go out and try and find some sort of happy medium between not being one of the highest paid guys and also just a complete money grab.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.